History was made as Donna Gerardo was elected the first female chair of the New Hanover County Airport Authority Board. That Airport Authority Board was established in 1989, so Donna, congratulations on making history.
Thank you very much. This is really a vibrant, dynamic airport, and we had record numbers of growth last year, both in new flights and income revenue. And new services. We've got a new Air Wilmington, ownership for Air Wilmington. We've got new flight school out there. So everything is just on the up. It's going up, and this is a great time to be stepping in.
In April of this year, United began their service to the airport, joining America Airlines and Delta. So there are three network airlines. Travelers can fly nonstop to 8 destinations, 7 hubs, and 6 international gateways. And as you mentioned, every month it seems like the passenger traffic increases, and every year it's another record-breaking year. What is at the top of your to-do list as Airport Authority Chair?
I think the first thing, and you know, we've got a wonderful professional staff out there that runs this airport at a very high level, and I think they would agree with me that our first, the thing we have to concentrate on first is our customers, and serving them. And the thing that makes that airport so special is the fact that, you know, you can arrive, and of course now you arrive a little bit longer because as we're getting busier, you've got to get there a little bit earlier than just getting out of bed, getting your shower, and turning up at the airport to catch your flight. But, you know, we've got an airport that allows you within steps to park your car, and you've got your steps away from your luggage when you come in. And it's just a nice southern hospitality airport, I think, that reflects on the community well. So one of my first priorities would be to enhance that and continue that. Continue, obviously, the growth where we are, and we've still got a few destinations that we'll be working on, Boston, one of them, and a couple other destinations that would serve our public, both the business and the tourist customer well. The other thing, of course, and the big thing that's on our agenda, the grill on the room, is our terminal expansion. We are growing, and we're growing so fast that we're running out of room. The TSA equipment and all of that, the checkpoints have taken up so much of our space. So those are probably the things we'll be concentrating on.
The expansion plans that you just mentioned, what sort of time frame are we looking at, and how are these expansions funded? Is it a public-private partnership? Are there federal dollars?
We're doing it in phases. And the first phase, actually, we approved the contract to go out for bids on that just in July, I believe it was this month. But that'll be the lobby and the baggage areas we're going to be expanding. Also, the counter, the airline counter space. And that will be completed in about February of 2020 is what we're looking at. We're actually sped that up just a little bit, and we weren't going to be approving it until about September, October, but instead we did it last month. The second phase will be the new concourse and the gate areas, and we'll be going out for bids on that as well, and that should be completed by about May 2022. They're funded by a number of different things, everything from federal dollars and grants, and the PFC, which is our passenger finance charge, which is a charge put on every ticket. And we were very fortunate last year in that the General Assembly, for the first time, funded all 72 airports in the state. And Wilmington was funded to the tune of almost $12 million in that two-year cycle to go towards our airport expansion. And so we feel very fortunate that we've got those monies to go ahead and begin this process.
These are exciting times indeed for the airport. You have worn a lot of hats in New Hanover County. When I first got to know you, you were running the Planning Commission as you were pushing through the special use permit process. How did the different roles that you've had in the county come together to prepare you to be the chair of the airport authority?
I think one of the things that one of the commissioners mentioned to me when they appointed me to the airport authority was that the airport had not been really intimately involved in legislation and regulatory issues up until that point. And they saw me being able to lend a little bit of expertise to that experience. And so I've done that, but I think the thing that I fall back on all the time when I was chair, both for the planning board and now the airport authority, is that by nature, I'm a person that likes to find middle ground. And I think that you probably saw that, Vince, during the SUP process, the special use permit, when I had all of the different individuals at the table and we worked it out, where I think compromise is so important. And when you've got a good compromise, it means nobody is perfectly satisfied. And so I think that's a strength that I've had, and I hope to draw on that, continue to draw on that.
Donna Girardo is the new chair of the New Hanover County Airport Authority Board. Donna, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you.